It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Some sad news that came across the news wire this past week. As a lot of you know that listen to this show, I am a wrestling fan. And so the passing of Hulk Hogan, a guy that the immortal Hulk Hogan, I literally thought that was kind of really the case. He was a lot younger than I thought he was, 71 years old. I thought he was somewhere in his 80s. But, you know, farewell Hulk Hogan. The biggest icon in the professional wrestling business that has ever lived. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine about him. You know, most wrestlers that are that have crossed over into the mainstream or are popular, they have been the face of an organization or something. They have like one thing that they can hang their hat on. Hulk Hogan has three very, very significant things that he did in his career that were monumental. One of which, of course, was his run in the 80s. Where he became a pop culture icon himself. He pulled the WWF at the time into mainstream media and attention and was the face of that organization for, you know, about a decade, I guess. And then when his run ended, the second thing that he did was he ended up signing a contract with WCW, who was a competitor of WWF, and made them relevant, made them not just some perceived hillbilly wrestling organization. He gave them a lot of credibility. And the third thing he did was he was obviously, for those wrestling fans, one of the three founders of the most influential wrestling stable that has ever existed in the NWO. Revolutionary stuff in the wrestling world, and Hulk Hogan was a pioneer for that and really kicked off what was known as the Attitude Era in the WWE, even though he was over in WCW. The reason the Attitude Era happened was because of the NWO and the WWE trying to compete and getting beaten by WCW in the ratings because of the NWO. So those three things, you know, the run in the 80s, making WCW relevant when he signed with them, and then founding the NWO. So farewell, Hulk Hogan. You will be missed. I want to talk, you know, segueing from wrestling to high school football, I want to talk a little bit about some of the regions. We're getting close to high school football season. We are just a mere few weeks away from kickoff. And I could not be more excited. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. I want to start off. I'm going to do the Coastal Georgia, what I consider the Coastal Georgia regions, which is, you know, teams that have or regions that have Coastal Georgia teams in them. And there are, of course, some peripherals as well. So I want to start, we're going to start with Region 1-6A, arguably, and it is arguable because I do think there are some other regions that can make the argument to be the toughest region in the state, but this is one of those regions that has an argument. Camden Lowndes, Valdosta, Colquitt, Richmond Hill, and Tift are all in Region 1-6A. And, you know, last year, this region has been we've seen some, you know, the GHSA reclassifies every 2 years. So the regions kind of shift and add teams and take away teams here and there. So this region has had some reiterations. The mainstay in this region, you have seen Camden, Lowndes, and Colquitt. Those three have consistently been in this region. During that time, Colquitt has dominated this region. I think they've won it since like 2013, or at least had a share of a region championship since 2013, and most of those region championships have been outright. Colquitt has not finished outside of first place in that region since 2013. I believe that's right. So that's a whole lot of region championships back to back to back to back. And once again, we go into the season looking at Colquitt as probably the favorite to win that region. Now, there are some other things going on with some of the other teams in that region that, you know, certainly are worth mentioning. I think Richmond Hill is going to be very good. I don't know, you know, where Richmond Hill ranks in the hierarchy of Region 1 6A. I feel like that maybe a 3 seed or a 4 seed, which would be great for them. It's just, you know, it's a tough region. And, you know, Richmond Hill recently moved up in classification. When they redid all of that, you remember there were 7 regions or 7 classifications, and then they redid it all. They did away with 7A, and so now you only have 6 classifications, and a lot of the schools that were in 6A dropped to 5A, 5A to 4A, 4A, 3A, so on and so on. Richmond Hill was not one of those schools. They were playing in what was 6A, which was the next to highest, and then when they reclassified, they were forced to move up to play in the highest, and they have been there ever since. A lot of growth going on up in Richmond Hill. So, you know, they are trying to compete with the Lowndes and the Colquitts and the Camdens of the world. And there was a year where they made the playoffs, I believe as a 4 seed. So, you know, they've done it in that region. I don't know that they're going to be good enough to win the region. I still think that's Colquitt's designation. I think they're still the favorite. You look at Tift County, it's kind of been like that that redheaded stepchild, you know, the kid from the other family. Tift has bounced back and forth between the highest classification and next to highest over the last several years, and they haven't found success at either level. And when they dropped down a couple of years ago, I thought they would be a little bit more successful, and they weren't. They got taken out of the region with Camden and Lowndes and Valdosta, and then put in a region with like Coffee and Lee and those folks. So it didn't really work out for them. I don't know that they're good enough to compete. I don't know that they're a playoff team. Back in the 70s, I think it was, Tift was a powerhouse, and I don't think that they have been able to reclaim that in the last, gosh, you know, 50 years now, or 40, whatever it is. And I don't see anything different. You know, there are only six teams in this region, but there's only 4 playoff spots, and I don't think Tift is even close to being a playoff team in this region. You look at Valdosta, a team that has done pretty well. Wintersville, right? The most high school football state championships ever. And, you know, they have contended. I think that they did share a region championship or two with Colquitt over that Colquitt reign that they've had. I think Valdosta is going to be really good. I see them as potentially a 2, maybe a 3. And then there's Camden. And, you know, they're going in their second year with running a spread offense, getting back out of the wing tee, which they had gone back to under Jeff Heron. Travis Rowland comes in. And, you know, they're going to want to throw the football. They've got some weapons. How well can they protect on the offensive line? How well can they run the football? That's, you know, big, big time key. They've got a little bit of a quarterback situation where they've got a senior there that has been in the program since 8th grade and, you know, has done a good job and starting since he was a sophomore, I believe. And then they've got a 4-star that transferred in that can just throw the punk out of the ball. So, you know, we'll see. And he's a sophomore, maybe a junior. I'm not sure, but he's a sophomore or junior. And so we'll see what Travis Rowland decides to do at quarterback. I wouldn't be surprised if you see both of these guys get significant snaps with the Wildcats. I see them the same way I see Valdosta. Potentially a two, maybe a three, but, you know, a two or three seed somewhere in there. You know, good football team, not on the level with Colquitt yet. And then there is Lowndes, who is, you know, Lowndes did something that is unheard of. And they had the streak snapped, I think, last year, a year before, where they had made the playoffs something like 25 or 26 straight seasons. And they had that streak snapped at the hands of Richmond Hill, by the way, last year or year before, where they didn't get in. And so, you know, that's something, I think it was 2 years ago, actually. So that's something that, you know, you should really take note of. Lowndes is a premier, top-notch, elite, blue-blood program in the state of Georgia. So if I'm going to give you my four playoff teams for that region, which, you know, is brutal, it's brutal, I'm definitely going to say Colquitt's going to get in. I'm going to pick Colquitt to win. I'm going to say, in some order, the next three teams, I think, are going to be all neck and neck. I think they're all pretty even, and that's Camden, Lowndes, and Valdosta, and Richmond Hill. Those four teams, there's only three spots for them. But those four teams will compete for those three spots. And I think all of those teams are pretty much, I'm not going to say one's more talented than the other. I think they're all right about the same level. So one of those teams isn't going to get in. The other three are. But I don't think any of them are on the level of Colquitt.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Brunswick High Pirates were recently in the news again. This time, former Pirate baseball player Kyle Lowdice was drafted to Major League Baseball. Lowdice, a BHS standout, enrolled at Augusta State right out of high school and then transferred to ACC-powered Georgia Tech, where he served as a Yellow Jacket starting shortstop. The Chicago White Sox drafted Lowdice in the third round of the Major League Baseball draft. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897 and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. fun.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
So we were talking about, you know, the region, the Camden region, from or in last segment. And, you know, like I said, I'm picking Colquitt to win the thing. And I think Camden, Lowndes, Valdosta, and Richmond Hill are all going to contend for those final three spots. And all of them are pretty much on the same level. I don't think there's anybody that's a clear cut number two or a clear cut number four in that region. So I also want to talk about what I consider the coastal Georgia region. Plus Augusta, Glen Academy, Brunswick High, Effingham, South Effingham, Lakeside Evans, Evans, Greenbrier, and Statesboro. That's a big, big region. So I want to jump into this. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life, as the NWO would say. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, exit 29 in Brunswick. 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. So you've got Glen Academy, Brunswick High, Effingham, South Effingham, Lakeside Evans, Evans, Greenbrier, and Statesboro. Now, this region, again, you've seen some different iterations of it as well through the reclassification over the last several years. And it will change next year. They're in the second year of a two-year contract, and so next year these regions will change again, and we'll see how much they do. This region has pretty well been consistent with Glen, Brunswick, Effingham. Yeah, those have been the mainstays in that region. And this region has been dominated by the Glen County schools. Glen Academy went on a run in the mid-teens, 2015 or whatever it was, 2014, where they dominated that region. They were winning that region consistently. And then Brunswick High supplanted them, and Brunswick has been the cream of the crop in that region for the last 4 or 5 years. I don't think that's going to be any different pertaining to the Brunswick High Pirates. Brunswick High is going to have a very, very good football team. They're going to be able to run the football. They've got a lot of weapons. They've got a very good quarterback. Defensively, running between other teams being able to run the ball between the tackles historically has been a problem for Brunswick. If they can sew that up, I think it really helps them defensively. But I think Brunswick is head and shoulders, like Colquitt was in the last segment. I think Brunswick is head and shoulders the favorite to win that region. And then I think that once you get past Brunswick, I think Brunswick's got the team to make a deep playoff run. But once you get past them, you start looking at like Effingham and Glen Academy and the Augusta schools. And so where I look at things is I think Effingham and Glen are definitely your two and three. I don't know in what order. I don't know who's better between the two of them. But I do feel like that those are the two schools that are kind of in your next tier, Glen and Brunswick, or Glen and Effingham. I think one of them will finish with a 2 seed, and whichever one does not finishes with the 3. But I do think that both of those schools do make the playoffs. So I would have Brunswick as a 1, and then I would have, you know, either Glenn or Effingham the 2, and then whichever one's not gets the 3. Now, when you get to the 4 seed, things get a little more dicey. I do think that there's a significant drop off. I like Statesboro to get that 4 seed, and I kind of see Statesboro as that 4 seed that's kind of starting to try to push their way up into that next tier with Glenn and Effingham. I don't think they're quite there yet. I definitely think that Statesboro is better than South Effingham, so I would give Statesboro the nod over them. With the Augusta schools, you know, it gets tricky. You know, traditionally, let's be honest, the Augusta schools have not fared well in the playoffs, even when, you know, they were primarily in a region by themselves. Even their 1 seed would struggle in the first round, sometimes get beaten in the first round by a 4 or a really strong 4 from a really strong region. So, you know, Greenbrier Evans and Lakeside Evans, I feel like, and in fairness to those schools, the last couple of years, one of those Augusta schools has made the playoffs. So it's not out of the question. I just don't know. And then when they get in the playoffs, they get exposed. So, you know, I'm going to go Brunswick 1. I'm going to go either Glenn or Effingham as your 2 seed. And then I'm going to go, whichever one doesn't get the 2, the other gets the 3. And then I'm going to pick Statesboro as the 4. So I feel like the teams that don't get in, South Effingham is left out. And then the 3 Augusta schools, Lakeside Evans, Evans, and Greenbrier. But I do think every year we've seen this since they did this region, the Augusta schools, like I said, the last 2 years, they have put schools in to the playoffs in that region. And I do think that they'll be competitive for the 4 seed, maybe even the 3. I don't know. Definitely for the 4. Not going to be a huge surprise if Statesboro doesn't get in and one of the Augusta schools do. But I do like what's going on up in Bullitt County with the Statesboro Blue Devils. I do think that they will make the playoffs as a 4, you know, and then it gets really tough because then you got to go on the road. More than likely you're heading up somewhere in North Georgia or Atlanta to play a really good football team that's a 1 seed, and oftentimes this is why it's concocted this way. The 4 seed does not get out of the first round because they're playing a really good 1 seed. That same fate may await Statesboro even if they get in. Do I think that Statesboro could get a 3 seed? Maybe. You know, maybe Effingham's not as good as I think they are. Maybe Statesboro gets a 3, but it's still the same thing. A little bit better of a chance to win, but you still got to go on the road as a 3 seed, and you still got to go probably somewhere up to Atlanta or North Georgia to play that game. I don't think that Statesboro will get a 2. I do really believe firmly Effingham or Glenn, they're going to get a 2 seed, and then you have the other one 3. And Statesboro will be your 4. I feel really strongly about that. I'm pretty confident. Write it down, as I like to say. So your playoff teams, Brunswick 1. You know what? I'm going to go Effingham 2, Glenn 3, and Statesboro 4. That's the order I'm going to choose those playoff schools out of that coastal Georgia plus Augusta schools. So, we'll see how it goes. One thing I will say is, you know, we've talked about it on the show. Brunswick has been really good for the last 4 or 5 years, whatever it's been, and they have really struggled in the early rounds of the playoffs. I don't think they've advanced maybe past the second round. If they've gotten past the second, they not past the Elite Eight for sure. But I'm pretty sure they haven't gotten out of the second round. And they've had some really good teams there. This might be the best team they've had in the last 4 or 5 years. We'll find out. A deep run is necessary for the Pirates.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Tired of looking at the old jewelry you don't wear anymore? Or do you have that ring that just rattles around in the drawer? Come on in to Cunningham Jewelers, July 23rd through the 25th, for our annual National Rarity Show. Turn old coins, old jewelry, gold, silver, sports memorabilia, and more into cash. That's July 23rd through the 25th. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652. Or online at CunninghamJewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Summer is in full swing and back to school will be here before you know it. Don't stress, because Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters in Southern Tide has you covered. Swing in to both locations in the Shops at Sea Island next to Harris Teeter for the best selection of AFCO, Johnny O, Duckhead, and more. Tons of Bulldogs and Braves apparel, too. Lots from Mom and Dad as well. The best ladies' shoe collection on St. Simon's Island. Come on in to Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters in Southern Tide. And let us keep your family in style.
It's been a disastrous season for the Atlanta Braves. I don't think anybody will argue that. They're not going to make the playoffs. It doesn't matter how hot they get. They're too far behind. Even if they were to play 700 baseball, they'd still come up short. But they do have some pieces with us approaching the trade deadline that I think that I'd like to talk about. Alex Anthopoulos has been very clear, and I'm glad he's taking the stance that he's not willing to trade any core pieces, at least right now, and that the pieces that he would be willing to part with are guys on expiring contracts. And so we'll take a look at a couple of those, and then we'll also talk about some of those core pieces that you may see go. And I'm sure the Atlanta Braves are getting offers on a couple of these core pieces that they do have. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football season is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. Okay, so some of the pieces that they have that are on expiring contracts, the Braves, that is. Marcell Ozuna, of course, is on an expiring contract. So is Pierce Johnson, and so is Rasul Iglesias. Look for Ozuna and Iglesias to get dealt. I think Ozuna is probably the premier piece. And just a couple of weeks ago, I'll be honest with you, I didn't really know if the market would be substantial enough for the Braves to move Ozuna and get considerable value, market value for a Marcell Ozuna. And they may still not. I don't know. You know, he has been playing through a hip injury, which has limited his ability to drive the baseball. Now, granted, he swung the bat a little bit better over the last week and a half, so he has done that to help up his stock. You know, just really, if I'm Alex Anthopoulos, it just really depends on what I'm going to get back for these guys. I don't want to get back below market value. And so what's the market value for a Marcell Ozuna, 34-year-old outfielder who really can only play DH? He's not really an outfielder anymore. He's a designated hitter. You can't put him in the field. He's a liability. And, you know, he's going to be on a rental contract for 2 months. So, you know, that is a problem. And, you know, Marcell Ozuna, I think his contract's like $19 million, something like that. So he's not going to get near that in the free agency market once he hits free agency if he chooses to continue to play and not retire. He's not going to get $19 million a year. So what type of prospects would Atlanta get? For this, I think they've got to be realistic. They got to look at maybe two mid-level prospects. They got to get at least two mid-level prospects for Marcell Ozuna. You're not going to get somebody's top five prospect for Marcell Ozuna. And if Anthopoulos can pull that, great. He has pulled some miracles before. I just don't see a team being willing to part with a top-notch prospect for a 34-year-old, 35-year-old designated, whatever, however old he is, designated hitter that can't play the field and is playing through an injury, which limits his ability to drive the baseball. I just don't see it. Raisel Iglesias, again, he has not pitched well. His velocity has been down this year, and that's had a big impact on his, the success that he's had this year. Fastball's down by a couple notches. And I think that has been a considerable result as to why, you know, his numbers are what they were, especially early on. For him, he does have playoff experience. He's got experience as a closer, tough spots at the end of games. I think that the value that he holds on the trade market is that guy that's going to be able to come in the eighth inning. Come in the fire in the eighth inning and put fires out and get the ball to the whoever's closer, wherever he goes to. I think that there's definitely a trade market for him for that, and I think he would do a good job of that just simply because of the experience that he's had. You know, what do you get in return for him? I think Ozuna would probably bring more than him. Maybe you get one mid-level prospect and one lower level. I guess that I would be content with that, or maybe it's just one mid-level. I'm not sure. But again, you're not getting someone's top five prospect for Raisel Iglesias. Pierce Johnson is the other guy that's on an expiring contract, and, you know, I like him. He has closing experience before he got to Atlanta. He has pitched mostly in middle innings and late relief. So, you know, he brings a lot to the table, and he has pitched well this year for the most part. So, you know, I think there's a lot of value on him, and I think that he is a guy that you could significantly get some of the upper mid-level prospect type guys, some of those guys that are on the fringe of, you know, being a top five prospect. I think you might be able to get a fringe top-level prospect, like maybe a 6 or a 7 ranked in somebody's organization for him. But if you get that, that's probably all you're getting. You're probably only going to get like a 6th or 7th ranked prospect, and then you don't get, you know, a lower level or a mid-level guy. And that's fine. And, you know, quality over quantity is one of the truest sayings in life. You want quality over quantity. So those are the three guys that I feel like are definitely going to get moved. The other guys that you look at, maybes, right? Michael Harris, Ozzie Albies, Sean Murphy. Sean Murphy is swinging the bat a lot better over the last 3 weeks. And, you know, it's made Marcell Ozuna expendable because the Braves want to get Murphy and Baldwin in the same order. Both play catcher, so they want one of those guys to DH. At this point, they feel like that's a better lineup for them, and they're right. So I don't think Sean Murphy gets moved. I think they hold on to him. Plus, I'm not going to call it an outrageous contract. It's a team-friendly contract, but there's money on that contract. You know, it's a significant contract. But he is under contract for, you know, a couple more years. So, and you know, you don't really have a huge sample size of Drake Baldwin. You don't really know if he's going to be able to consistently maintain what he has done. He's had a good year. You know, I've been pleasantly surprised. Well, I wasn't surprised that he had a good year, but I've been I've been happy with his production. If there's a guy that gets moved among these three, I believe it's going to be Michael Harris. If they move one of these three guys, I think Michael Harris would be your top contender. Former rookie of the year, but hasn't gotten much better since. Elite defensive center fielder, for sure. No argument there. Can play center field with anybody. Offensively, it's been a struggle, especially the last 2 years. He's not hitting for power. He's got all of this speed, and you need him to be on base, and he's not getting on base. You know, his average is low. You certainly could use him, late inning situation as a defensive replacement because he's so good, but you just can't depend on him for four at-bats a game because he's going to bring you four outs. I mean, he's been doing that consistently for the last 2 years in Atlanta. But I don't think Atlanta trades him. I think that they'll hold on to him and then take it, reevaluate on all three of these guys in the offseason. I do like trading guys at the deadline because I feel like that you get some teams that get desperate and then they overpay because they need a piece to get in the playoffs or need a piece to be a World Series contender, so they're willing to overpay for it, versus when you get in the offseason, there's a lot more time and there's not a deadline, and you can really delve into things, and trades are more fair, I guess, in the offseason. Ozzie Albies is another guy that has had a dreadful year, former All-Star. I like Ozzie. I do think that he will bounce back. Very team-friendly contract. There is zero reason for the Atlanta Braves to trade Ozzie Albies, regardless of how poor of a season, because they're not going to get market value for him. They're basically be trading him for pennies on the dollar. He's got a team-friendly contract, and he got him locked up for another year or two. There's just no reason to trade him. None. You're not going to get significant value back for him. And with his contract, I mean, it's such a team-friendly contract, it's not really costing you a ton of money to continue to pay him. So, yeah, I'm holding on to Albies and Murphy for sure. Maybe I trade Harris if I can convince somebody to give me a top-level prospect, maybe. Ozuna, Iglesias, Pierce Johnson, those guys are probably definitely going to be gone. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. That's jaxshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable family fun.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining me now, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, one thing I can say is the Atlanta Braves sure have given us a lot of topic pieces this season, haven't they?
Definitely. Again and again and again.
I want to talk about a couple of different injuries today. We're going to start with one that's we've never had a conversation about. This type of injury, because I've never seen it. Spencer Schwellenbach fractured his elbow while simply pitching. I have never seen or heard of a guy fracturing an elbow without some type of blunt force trauma. Dr. Sasser, please talk to me about this.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I don't remember. There are probably cases out there, but I don't remember a Major League Baseball player, an adult, that has had this kind of injury. But we do see it in kids. Hmm. You know, little leaguer's elbow, little leaguer's shoulder are basically stress fractures that we see at the growth plate. Now, again, there's not as much detail of where around the elbow this is, but my guess is that this is a stress fracture. And then the question is it a stress fracture because he throws the ball at 99-plus miles an hour?
So, in your estimation, is that your best guess of why or how he fractured an elbow was just simply by the repeated mechanics of high velocity?
Definitely, definitely. We see patella fractures, and we see patellar tendon kind of insertional injuries or even Achilles injuries that are stress fractures because the calf muscle will pull the Achilles tendon and you can actually pull a piece of bone off the heel just due to the force from stepping, you know, kicking, and this from throwing. If that triceps muscle has that much force pulling on the base of the elbow, that's what probably caused the stress fracture.
The amazing thing about this is he pitched, if I'm not mistaken, he pitched a complete game mm-hmm. in the game where he fractured his elbow.
Right.
And said, Dr. Sasser, that sure, his elbow felt uncomfortable, but he just assumed it was just from the normal wear and tear of pitching, and the next day he expected it to wake up sore.
Right.
And it was a little more than sore.
Right. Well, and again, when we think of fracture, when I think of fracture, I think of two bones not in the ballpark, all that kind of stuff. This was probably something that wasn't seen on X-ray. You might have seen a little line there, but it was probably picked up by MRI. And of course, when his elbow bothers him, they're going to get an MRI. And so it probably showed the stress fracture, which is still a fracture, on the MRI. And that was because what happened is the bone failed before the tendon.
That's crazy. How often do you see that?
again, I can say, as you said, I've never seen it in, or read about it with a Major League Baseball player. It's probably out there, but we do see it with kids, especially with a lot of these travel baseball and softball where they play multiple teams and, you know, a lot of cycles on that arm.
So there's not really any rehab you can do for this. You just got to let the bone heal.
Right.
Are you concerned that something freak like this is going to cause him any long-term issues?
You know, as long as they give it time to heal, I've said this before about things like this, but as long as they give it time to heal, I think he's fine.
Okay.
But if they continue to overload it, overstress it, this could be one of those nagging injuries, and then it could develop into something that needs surgery. The issue is the blood supply around the elbow, around the bone that I bet is fractured is not that great, and so you have to give it a good time to heal. A better example, thinking about it, is we will see marathon runners, again, 26 miles, and think of the number of miles they have to put in to train for a marathon, hundreds of miles, and marathon runners will get stress fractures up around their hip.
Huh.
Same type of reason. They're just cycle after cycle after cycle. And if you give them time, most of them heal. But if you overdo it or the fracture's in the wrong place, we actually have to go in and fix it.
Okay. Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Okay, so let's transition quickly over to Austin Riley. An oblique, I believe, is what we have with him. We've talked about this before. Just for those folks that may not have heard us talk about this before, let's run down what an oblique injury is, Dr. Sasser.
Sure. An oblique is one of the muscles, one of the more of the core muscles that all athletes use, throwing athletes especially, that you use to help, excuse me, that's in the abdominal musculature around their back, helps with throwing, helps with hitting, and it's a strain more than anything.
Would you say that, you know, when someone says, oh, he's got a strained oblique, he'll be out 3 weeks, there's no real time frame on that. Would you agree with that?
There's no real time frame because it's not like it can affect anything, but at the same time, it can shut a player down because it hurts. I mean, the thing just hurts. And so they tweak it. We see football players with oblique strains, baseball players with oblique strains. It might be out for 2 to 3 weeks. They might be out for 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. The Chipper used to get these things all the time.
Right.
And you would never know.
Right.
Yep. Dr. Sasser, again, thank you for your time. I appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jason.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, by Golden House Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports, the most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your exclusive home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnaz Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simon's Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia Shrimp. fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. Onions have layers. You get it. We both have layers.
The Island Players Young People's Summer Workshop proudly presents Shrek Jr. the Musical, based on the DreamWorks animated picture. July 16th through July 27th at the Casino Theater on St. Simon's Island. Bring the whole family. Tickets are just $15. For showtimes and to buy tickets, check out theislandplayers.com. Doors open 30 minutes before showtime.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
A rejoin tribute to the immortal Hulk Hogan, the NWO theme, their entrance music, huge deal in the 1990s. So I guess before we jump in, I told you last week we previewed the ACC contenders, the SEC contenders. I told you this week we would do the Big Ten. We're going to do that in just a moment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Jessup Furniture, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at CompanionsForHeroes.org. All right, so the three contenders that I see in the Big Ten, and you know, we're going to have to maybe not go as in-depth as I had wanted to just because of time constraints, but it's Ohio State, Penn State, and Oregon. Those three teams, I think, are the three legitimate contenders to win the Big Ten. So Ohio State schedule, at home against Texas, at home against Grambling, at home against Ohio, three straight home games to start the year. They go on the road at Washington. I think they'll get that game. They're home against Minnesota. I like them to get that game, too. This is where it gets a little tricky. At Illinois and at Wisconsin back-to-back. I think that Wisconsin game at Camp Randall is going to give them – it's going to be tricky. That's got trap game written all over it. Back-to-back road games, and Wisconsin's a good football team. You're on the road at Camp Randall. It gets nuts up there. So I can see them possibly dropping, and that's a conference game, that game to Wisconsin. At home against Penn State, it's big because Penn State's one of our contenders, so they get them in the shoe. At Purdue, at home against UCLA, they're at home against Rutgers, and then the big game against Michigan, and they are on the road in Ann Arbor at that game. Another potential loss for the Buckeyes. You just never know what's going to happen in that football game. I'd like Ohio State to get it, I think. So there's potential for them to go undefeated if they can navigate the waters of that Illinois-Wisconsin back-to-back road trip thing. For Penn State, at home against Nevada, at home against FIU, or is it Nevada? 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 Whatever. Nevada, Nevada, at home against FIU, at home against Illinois, Villanova, and then at home against Oregon. So they get Oregon at home. Four straight home games to start for the Nittany Lions in Happy Valley. They go on the road to UCLA. They're at home at Northwestern. They go on the road to Iowa. And then again, the following week, they go on the road to Ohio State. I don't think there's any chance that they're, especially with it being back-to-back road games, that they're going to beat Ohio State after they have just played a physical tough game against Iowa on the road. So I don't think they'll win that game. At home against Indiana, they go on the road at Michigan State. They're at home against Nebraska. That game could be tricky because I think Nebraska is going to be better than what people think. and then they're on the road at Rutgers. So Nevada, FIU, Villanova, Oregon, UCLA, Northwestern, Iowa, and Ohio State on the road back-to-back, Indiana, Michigan State, Nebraska, and Rutgers for Penn State. For Oregon, at home at Montana versus Montana State, at home versus Oklahoma State, they're on the road at Northwestern, at home against Oregon State, they are at Happy Valley, they go to Penn State, at home against Indiana, on the road at Rutgers, at home against Wisconsin, at Iowa, at home against Minnesota, at home against USC, and then on the road to conclude against against Washington, former Pac-12 opponent. So the game, of course, that I look at, and I'm like, oh, at Penn State. Wouldn't that be something? All three of those beat each other. And, you know, then you get into, I'm sure, some crazy tiebreaker which exists. I'm going to pick Ohio State to win the conference, to win the Big Ten, and get into the college football playoff. But I do believe that both Penn State and Oregon will still be in the college football playoff.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Brunswick High Pirates were recently in the news again. This time, former Pirate baseball player Kyle Lodice was drafted to Major League Baseball. Lodice, a BHS standout, enrolled at Augusta State right out of high school and then transferred to ACC-powered Georgia Tech, where he served as a Yellow Jacket starting shortstop. The Chicago White Sox drafted Lodice in the third round of the Major League Baseball draft. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.